glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
That's not fair is heard often by parents, teachers, child care workers, and anyone who deals with a number of children. It comes from the mouth of babes. A sense of justice starts early in life among us humans. Things need to be equal and fair. If one has something, everyone should have the same. The adult world we live in is not so different. How many lobbyists will declare? How many media talk shows will debate? How many courts in our land will pass judgment and will say, it's not fair? Everyone who has either played sports or coached a team has a story to tell. I have one. The scenes are still etched in my mind as if I were on the Little League diamond today. Many, many years ago now, I was coaching the Little League team that my son was playing on, and I found myself screaming inside my head, that's not fair. It was late in the season. We happened to be the team to beat that year, and we were on our last game. Lots of emotions happened to the kids as well as the adults when we are wrapped up in the game and all the activities of the program. Here we were playing the last game of the season, and all season long, one of the players on our team had such a difficult time at bat, seldom could he get on base. But this night, when we desperately needed a run against our closest competitors, he not only got on base, he found himself standing on third base. Standing next to him as the third base coach, I wanted to make a significant contribution to the win with him making it to home plate. A run would make that happen. Our next batter hits a fly ball into right field. I knew that if it were caught, it would be close at the plate. Having him stand on third base bag, we watched the fly ball as it came down falling and landing in the right fielder's glove. And as soon as it hit his hand, I sent this very excited young man to home plate for the first time that year. And sure enough, he made it. The throw was off the mark, and it was late. He had scored. What an exciting moment. What an important moment for him. He had been hoping, waiting, practicing, and playing every week for that chance. Winning the game wasn't nearly as important as having that one player feel the accomplishment of crossing home plate and scoring the go-ahead run. But then, suddenly, all the excitement of the moment changed. The cheering ceased. The opposing coach appealed to the field umpire. He claimed that our runner left early. He didn't tag up and was called out. As I play this scene back in my mind, I hope that I conducted myself as nice as I think I did. But I know how upset I was, because I knew that we had made the game and we had played it fair and square. We did not cheat. I wouldn't teach the boys to do that. And besides, when the right fielder caught the ball, I was looking at the back of the umpire. He couldn't have seen. He didn't have any idea when our runner left third base, but he called him out anyway. My appeal to the home plate umpire availed nothing. He was out, and we were out of the inning, and the run didn't count. We were cheated out of a run, and I had one very upset young man sitting in the dugout. And in an angry voice going off in my head were the words, that's not fair. The only thing to do was to face the tearful boy and explain it as best I could this way. We know we did it right. you really did earn that run. It doesn't count on the scoreboard, but you did it anyway. That night when the game was over, that young little leaguer didn't get to take home with him the good feeling that could have been his. An injustice had been done, and nothing would make that right. The only poetic justice was, we won the game, fair and square.
Oh, it's just as if I'd never sinned. It's far beyond my mortal mind to understand God's love divine. He laid and through His grace I'm justified, just as if I never sinned, pure and free like a child again, washed in the blood forever. Just as if I'd never sinned. What greater love has mortal man than to lay his life down for a friend? But when I was God, like a child again, washed in the blood forever clean. It's just as if I'd never seen.
Living in this fallen, sinful world guarantees that we will experience injustices. Jesus told his followers to expect plenty of it from this ungodly world. If the world has hated me, he said, it will also hate you. If it has persecuted me, it will persecute you. You will be brought before judges and kings on account of me. Have you ever not gotten the raise in pay that you had been promised would come? Did someone else get the promotion and all the perks that went with it? The one, you know, you rightly have earned through the years of service. Work or play, dealing with our government, or even in our own personal relationships, there will always be injustices. The Bible says offenses will happen. Luke 17:1, Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to that person through whom they come. The scriptures also teach us disciples to do everything within our power to make certain none of them derive from us. Romans 14:13 says, therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up our mind not to put any stumbling block or an obstacle in our brother's way. The Apostle Peter writes to Christians, and he instructs us to be holy because our God is holy. There is no injustice with God. He is perfectly just. The holiness we are to put on and to wear every day as a Christian is being fair and just in all of our words and actions. I am convinced that the final words of our national pledge came directly from the influence of Jesus Christ, Every time we stand and pledge allegiance, we declare that we are one nation under God that has liberty and justice for all. There is a great desire on the part of those who follow Jesus for there to be justice equally distributed to all mankind. Much of the action of our democratic society through the years has been to help our whole world in providing justice for all. It isn't practical to believe that all the injustices of this life will go away. But the perfect judge, Jesus Christ, will bring all into account one day, and then there will be justice for all. Jesus has so many wonderful blessings to share with us. I hope and pray that you are among those who receive his blessings. Contact us if you'd like to know more about Jesus.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King, he's our King. He is reigning over us, and he's our King. We adore and praise and lift up our voice to Jesus Christ, our King. You are Lord, you are Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you are Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.